今天我们主要来看的经文是《哥林多前书》第13:23-17。
The scripture we are going to read today is the First Corinthians chapter 9:23-27。
第九章23-27节，我们请归根的人念经文。
I will read the English from scripture. So 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 23-27. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings. Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one receives the prize? So run that you may obtain it. Every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable. So I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air, but I discipline my body and keep it under control. Thus, after preaching, I must not run away, escape, but it's a true run.
Now, 我不晓得大家有没有想过哈、啊，这个本来应该是比较轻松，因为跑步是挺轻松的题目，但是也是同时是一个很沉重的一个题目。
Yeah, I don't know whether people have a problem with the topic. Normally, running is a very light topic. I can run and enjoy it, but at the same time, it's also a very heavy topic.
什么是跑步呢
？What is running?
跑步。不是散步。
Running is not a strolling or taking a bike walk.
也不是跑步，也不是闲逛。
It's not just wander around.
跑步不是漫无目标的在那里打转。
And run is not to just walk around aimlessly.
那我们今天讲的还不是跑步，我们讲的是赛跑。
But today we are not just talking about the run. We are talking about race.
那赛跑又是什么呢？
What is race?
赛跑是一个非常积极的一个行动。
Race is a very, very active, like motion event.
赛跑是有个目标。
Race, and there's objective, there's purpose.
赛跑是有一个奖赏。
And there's a prize waiting for you.
你要去得那奖赏。
And you're striving everything you can, trying to get a prize.
今天我们谈的不是你去跑步了，身体健康，你说，去赛跑哦。没有这个得奖也没关系，反正身体健壮就好。
We're not talking about just simply run to exercise and have a healthy body, and it doesn't matter that we don't participate in the race.
所以今天当我们来读这段经文的时候，你看到保罗在讲到这个赛跑的时候，他不是在讲跑步。
So today we read the scriptures. We know when Paul talks about run, he's not talking about just a simple running.
他用这个比喻的时候，不是否定这个跑步的好处。
He's using analogies not to deny all the benefits that running brings.
他要讲的就是说，在赛跑的场上跑的人，每一个都跑，但是有一个的加上。
He's talking about in the race, many people, all the runners run, but there's only one person who gets the prize.
那这是一个比喻。
This is an analogy.
我们基督徒在这个比喻当中应该是怎么样的一个？
So how do Christians look like in such an analogy?
我们基督徒在这比喻当中不是在散步。
So in this case, the Christians are not taking a light stroll.
不是在那里闲荡。
It's not just wander around.
也不是在那里打转。
It's not just to circle without a aim.
甚至不是只是跑步。
It's not just running.
也不是跑得很快而已。
And it's not just that you're very swift, very quick one.
而是有一个目标的在跑。
But it is to run with a purpose.
甚至呢，有些人读了这个会很纳闷，甚至呢，你要跑赢。
Some people may be puzzled and when reading the scriptures. So it's not just to run, but it's to run to win.
所以有些人读到这里的时候就很纳闷，他说在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一个人，你们也要这样子的跑。
Some people may be puzzled that all people are running, but there's only one person that gets a prize. But still people are still running.
所以很多人就会问说，难道基督徒那么多人跑，最后只有一个人得奖赏吗？
Doesn't mean like all the Christians are running, but at the end there's only one that gets a prize.
那如果这个教会只有一个人得奖赏的话，那你的你除了跑以外还要怎么样？让别人不跑。
So in this church, that has only one person that get the eternal prize. Now what will happen? It's not like just you have to run, but you also want to stop others from running.
不是的。
It's not that case.
24节后半段说，同样你们当跑。
In the second part of verse 24, it says, in the same way that you need to run.
跑叫你们得着奖赏。
So you can get the prize.
你注意他这里说英文说。你们当跑，你们都要跑，跑叫什么？跑叫你们得奖赏。
Here the scripture says, so run, all of you need to run, so you can take the prize.
你们不是一个人。
So here is a you is a plural, it's not just one person.
你们是群体。
It's a group.
可是你问说前半节不是说只有一个人得奖赏吗？
How about the scripture you may ask? The first part says there's only one person who gets the prize.
显然保罗的意思不是说只有一个基督徒的奖赏。
Here, clearly, Paul does not mean that there's only one Christian that gets the prize.
而是所有基督徒都要来比赛，他的心态要怎么样呢？他的心态是要跑到得着奖赏。
So here, Paul says all Christians need to have the same mentality to run.And with that part, with that mentality, and then you will get a prize.
他的讲，他的这个，他的观念里头不是说你跟别人比。你看他从二十四节讲完之后，二十五、二十六、二十七节的时候，他讲到是你要克服自己。
So if we look at the scripture, we would like the following ones. We notice that he's talking about all Christians need to compete, but not compete compared with others.
But complete itself.
So Paul's meaning here is not just one person to get a prize, it's everyone will try hard to run and get a prize.
我们暑假哥林多前书到了第九章之后会提，然后到九月份时候我们才开始第十章。
So in the summer, we'll take a pause from the First Corinthians chapter 9, and we'll resume after summer.
但是第十章跟第九章是连在一起的。
The chapter 10 and the 9 are connected.
第十章第一节，他就这么说：因为弟兄们，我不愿意你们不晓得，我们祖宗从前在云下，都从海中经过。
In the first verse of chapter 10, it says, For I do not want you to be ignorant of the fact.Brothers, that our forefathers were all under the cloud, and that they all passed through the river to see.
那不愿意，基督徒不晓得什么呢？
What does Paul say here? He doesn't want the Christians to be ignorant.
在历史上，他就开始讲到说，以色列当初他们出埃及的时候，进了旷野之后，要往迦南地去。
So in chapter 10, talk about when the Israelites.When they left Egypt, they went past the sea, and they went to the wilderness, and then towards Canaan.
他们的终点是迦南地。
Their destination was Canaan.
这好像一场赛跑一样。
It's like a
race. 起点是埃及。
So it's like a race. The starting point is Egypt.
终点是迦南地。
The destination is Canaan.
所以第一节他说，因为弟兄们，我不愿你们不晓得，当初有一个赛跑是这样子跑的。以色列人从埃及出来之后要往迦南地去。
So in the first verse, Paul said, So brothers, I remind you, there was a race, and that race starting point started in Egypt, and the destination was Canaan.
从埃及到迦南地的中间要经过旷野。
So between, from Egypt to Canaan, they had to pass through the wilderness.
那里不是只有一个人最后得奖赏进迦南的，也不是只有一个人能够进去。
So it's not just one person that crowd who would pass through the whole journey and to get the cannon.
神要的是全部的人都进去。
God wanted the whole group, the whole multitude to enter cannon.
但并不是所有的人都进去。
But not all who went to cannon.
经文说有不少人在旷野倒地。
So the scripture told us there are many who have their body lost in the wilderness.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为有人贪恋恶事。
Because many desire evil.
他们从埃及出来之后，在旷野里头走了走了，他们就贪恋恶事。
So in the just on the journey from when they went to the wilderness, they started desiring.Started desiring evil things.
有人走到一半就开始拜邪偶像。
And along the way, some started to worship idols.
有些人走到一半就开始行淫乱。
And some committed sexual immorality.
更多的人一边走一边试探主，每一天跟神埋怨。
And more, like, along the way, they kept testing Lord and complain and grumble.
如果你注意看这如果是一个赛跑的话，你注意到这些人并没有存着一个要得奖赏的心跑的，他们并不是想到说他们要进迦南，他们只是埋怨为什么要进迦南。
So if you look at that one, those people, they did not have a heart to focus on the race and trying to get the prize to enter Canaan, but they were complaining, they were grumbling along the way.
如果你有读这个出埃及记跟民数记的话，你会注意到说，他们不但是没有想要进迦南，他们还是时不时都会说，我们为什么不回埃及去？不如回埃及去好了。
You remember what's recorded in Exodus and Numbers. Not only did they not focus on running and to get to Canaan, but they were complaining, "Why did you bring us here? Why did we go back to Egypt?"
所以焦点不是说一群的以色列人最后哪一个人配得进迦南，然后只有一个人可以进去。重点是说这些人有没有存一个得奖赏的心往前奔跑。
So the focus was not just a look at that multitude of people. There was only one that would get Canaan, but the focus is to look at their hearts. They were not having a heart to focus on running the race and the journey.
如果他们的心不在迦南。不在这个奖赏上，他们就在埃及。
So their heart, if their heart were not focusing on Canaan and focusing the prize, their heart were actually still at Egypt.
所以，当你讲到说在基督里面的盼望的时候，不是只是空想一些盼望，而是这个盼望决定了你今天怎么走每一天的路。
So when we talk about the hope in Christ.We're not talking about an empty hole, just a vanity in the air. We're talking, but this purpose will drive you, decide how you live your life.
保罗在这里说，在场上赛跑的都跑，但得奖赏的只有一人。
Paul said here, like there are all the runners in the field run, but there's only one who gets the prize.
到了第十章，他说，在那些旷野的人，在那边奔走的，都在奔走，但是有一大半的人倒闭在旷野。
So in chapter 10, we talk about the multitude who are all walking the wilderness, but more than half lost their life to scatter their bones in the wilderness.
所以他说你们也单纯这样的心态去跑。
So he said we need to keep such a heart to run your race.
要得奖赏的心。
The heart of getting, obtaining the prize.
不是只有一人得奖赏，而是每一个人都存着。
It's not just one person who gets a prize, but everyone will have a heart to get a prize and to run this race.
基督徒的人生是一场赛跑。
The life of a Christian is a race.
我不晓得你们认为每个周末来教会信这个耶稣基督是为了什么。
I don't know why you come to church each Sunday and then have you pondered why you believe in Jesus Christ.
也许有些人认为说，基督教就是为了我平时在外面奔跑累了，周末来这里充电。
Some people might think like after a whole week of toiling, running, and I can come to church to recharge.
我也许也可以这样子来教导，让大家安心一点。继续过自己的生活。
I can also teach people this way, so I let people have a peace of mind and continue living life.
但保罗从来不是这样子来看基督徒的人生。
But Paul is not looking at Christian life like this way.
他说基督徒的人生是一个赛跑。
He says the life of a Christian is a race.
你要存着得奖赏的心去跑。
Need to have a heart to gain the prize with such heart to run the race.
所以接下来呢，他就讲到说，第二，基督徒人生凡事要看重这个永恒的。
I'll continue with that one. The second point to talk about, the focus of a Christian life is for the eternal things.
第二二十五节这么说。
In the verse 25, it says,
凡教力真圣的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
In verse 25, it says, every athlete exercises self-control in all things. They do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we are imperishable.
他的意思就是说，人们如何为了那能坏的冠冕而凡事节制的话，基督徒，你们，我们更当为了那不能坏的冠冕而凡事节制。
So he's talking about people can try so hard to exercise self-discipline when they run the race to get a perishable prize, and how come a Christian cannot live a life and with all the zeal and getting a prize and to get an imperishable prize?
想想你今天是为了什么努力？
Think about why are you working so hard? What are you striving for today?
我们当中有一些是读 PhD, 是不是？
Among us, there are many PhD students.
也有一些读 Master 要进 PhD 的。
And some are still in their Master's program, but they're aiming to go to PhD program.
你为了要进这个 PhD, 或者要完成这个 PhD, 你牺牲了多少？
And in order to complete the PhD degree program, how much have you sacrificed?
当你最紧要的时候，大家都往北翼去游玩的时候，你不能去，为什么？因为你为了要完成这个 PhD。
So in some critical moments, when people all go to Northern Michigan trying to have fun, but you have to stay here. Why? Because you have to focus to complete your PhD degree requirement.
很多做父母的，你们工作好像从来不需要退休的。
Some for the parents, when you work, and you work like a way, like you're now retired.
为什么？因为小孩子要读大学。
Why? Because you still have children that you have to support them so they can get a college degree.
为了小孩子，很多人就继续的努力的工作。
For the sake of their children, many people continue to work.
你在地上，你有一个目标。
So on this earth, in this life, you have a purpose.
很少人。我相信有，但是很少人是为了我工作是因为我喜欢看到钱的数目越来越多。
So there are very few people, hopefully very few people whose purpose is to look at, they want to work, and the joy is the purpose to get to see more money is accumulating.
我相信在我们教会里头应该没有这样的那
Yeah, I believe our, in our church there's no such people.
我们都有一个目标。
We all have a purpose, a goal.
我们都为这个地上的目标来卖命。
We are striving so hard and to work towards this goal.
保罗在这里说什么呢？他并不是否定说你不可以在地上为地上的事情来卖力。
What is Paul saying here? He's not saying you should not try hard, work hard on this earth.
保罗在这里说，你在追求地上的这些东西的时候，我们凡事都在许多的事情上，每一件事情上都付出许多的心思跟劳力。
He's saying, while we are pursuing such goals, in this life, we put in so much effort and focus trying to get there.
为了天上永恒的事，我们不更应当如此。
And for that eternal goal in heaven, should we not put in as much?Effort or even more.
一个基督徒，一个真实有信仰的基督徒。
A Christian, a true Christian with faith.
你把神看为至高的神。
You treat God as the Almighty God.
你一定也会为神摆上那最大的。
You also put in the utmost effort for God.
所以在这里讲的还不是说。平常的基督徒都不是那么努力的，你特别努力。这是讲到说，每一个基督徒，如果你真的把神当神的话，你一生是为他摆上的。
Here is not talking about the, all the other Christians are striving, but you are striving harder than those. That's not the point. The point is all Christians need to focus on the eternal prize. We all give our utmost important things and all the big effort to, towards that.
在这我在你们当中快五年了啊
，I've been with you for almost 5 years.
我是不断的提醒大家，正常的基督徒不是这么低，说啊，我们不把一生献给神的，这些都是正常的基督徒。I've
been reminding people this is not the case that normal Christians don't give their whole life to God.
一个正常的基督徒。 如果知道他所信的真的是神，真的是以神为神的话，他是把一生都献上。A
normal Christian who knows what he's striving for, he will give his all to God.
他在每一件事情上都看到那永恒的价值。In
everything he does, he sees the price of the eternity.
他为地上的事摆上多少的劳力，他为那永恒的事要摆上更多的劳力。
The effort he put in for the earthly things, he would put in the same or more for the eternal things.
现在跑的人不是只是在跑的时候要注意。
The athletes running the race is not like they pay attention while they are running the race.
他们吃什么喝什么都要节制，睡多少也都要节制。
They are very disciplined in terms of what they eat, what they drink, and how much they sleep.
不能睡太多，也不能睡太少。
They cannot sleep more, they cannot sleep less.
有多少的时间花在娱乐上，怎么样的娱乐都要讲究。
Yeah, how much time they spend on leisure things, that is all planned, very disciplined.
一个为天上的奖赏而奔跑的人，每一天的生活里头，我们都为了那一个而活。
And all those who are running for the heavenly race, and each day we shall live a life with such a goal in mind.
下一页。第三，基督徒的人生需要清楚方向。The
third point, Christian life needs to have a clear purpose.
26节说，所以我奔跑不像无定向的，我斗拳不像打空气的。So
in verse 26, it says, I do not run aimlessly. I do not box as one beating the air.
奔跑不能无定向。Running
cannot run aimlessly.
这里可能无定向，这个字要稍微讲一下，在14章第8节。So
I want to talk briefly about this aimlessly. What does it mean? In chapter 14, verse 8.
那里说，又如果军号所发的声音不清楚。 谁能准备作战呢?
Verse 8 says, and if the bulge gives an indistinct sound, who will get ready for battle?
不清楚就是同一个字。
Here says indistinct sound, not clear.
无定向。And
so that is, has the same meaning as aimlessly.
我们做基督徒的，我们晓不晓清不清楚我们的方向？
For us Christians, are we clear about our direction?
这方向有没有在我们的脑海当中每天都有在思想的?
Is that direction in our head, in our mind, that we ponder it every day?
如果现在临时把你抓出来问你说，你的基督徒的这个方向跟盼望是什么？
If I call you out out of blue, I ask, what is your Christian purpose?
你需要花几秒钟或几分钟 去把你脑海里头的抽屉挖出来，然后找一个答案出来。You
probably would take a couple of seconds, a few minutes, trying to dig out the answer from the storage of your brain.
那就表示我们很少去想这个事情。That
means we haven't been pondering about this matter.
有一个问题我以前问过你们，也问了好几次，我还告诉你们我时不时都要再问的。
There's a question I kept asking you all the time, and also remind you that I will keep asking the same question.
什么问题呢?
What is the question?
就是当你来到一个交叉口的时候，有两条路在你面前。
一条是石头路，一条是崎岖不平的石头路，一条是又宽又平的柏油路。
When you come into an intersection and you are faced with two roads, one is all full of stone, very uneven. The other one is very nice, very paved road.
请问你要走哪一条？
So which road are you going to take?
那你听过的说我知道答案。
So for those who have heard this one, say, I know the answer.
但是我自己也常常回到这个问题当中去思考。
But I myself always come back to the same question to ponder, to think about it.
我也告诉你们，我问在不同的地方问了这个结果是什么。
I also told you at the, in different places when I asked the question and the, what the answers were.
年轻人通常就会说，这要看你去哪里。
The young people would tell me it depends on where you are going.
年纪比较大的就会说我们走柏油路。
And for the older folks, they clearly told me we would walk on the paved road.
我也告诉过你们的，我猜是为什么。
I also told you the reason I guessed.
因为年轻的时候有志向的时候，我们会想前面的方向在哪里，不管是石头路还是柏油路都走。但是年老了，苦受多了，他只想说，只要平顺就好，不管去哪里。
For young people, they had the full of desire and ambitions, so they are aiming at their destination, and doesn't matter which road, even if it's hard, and they will go that route to get there. For people that are older, they will choose the more comfortable the paved road.
所以一个很重要的原则，我们每一天都在做的，就是让你的目的地来决定你要走的路，而不是让你的路况来决定你的目的地。
So a principle that we should review each day is let your destination determine your road, and do not let your road condition determine your destination.
当然，这个原则也有限。
But this principle is also limited.
因为在团契里面有一个人说他。有一个大陆的学生就是要考进，我忘了是哪一个学校了，就是考到40岁了都考不进啊。
So the in the fellowship, someone shared that there's a student from a mainland, and they want to go to a certain school, and they kept trying, and until almost 40 years old.
但是原则里头的这个里头是说到。我们要根据我们的方向来决定我们要怎么走。
So the general principle is we need to decide our road based on our destination.
而神给我们的一个目标跟方向是每一个人都能够达到的。
Destination and God gave us that is everyone can achieve.
基督教不是只是一个信念。
So Christianity is not just an idea of a concept.
不是只是一个苦难中的安慰。
It's not just a comfort when you comfort in suffering.
基督教不是只是一个答案。
It's not just an answer.
在你的困境当中得到一些答案。
It's not just an answer while you are in the suffering.
基督徒更不是生活中的点缀。
And the Christian life is not just a decoration.
等到你觉得你生活中什么都得到了，还差一点点就去信。
It's not like you have attained everything you want in your life, and then as a decoration, you want to accept Christianity.
基督徒的信仰是一条道路。
The faith of a Christian life is a journey.
是你要来跟随神的一条道路。
It's a journey to follow Christ.
所以保罗在这里说，我奔跑不是无定向。
So here Paul says, I run, it's not running aimlessly.
他斗拳也不是在打空气。
And I box, it's not to beat the air in vain.
在14章第9节那里说，你们也是如此。舌头若不说容易明白的话，怎能知道所说的是什么，就是像空说话，这个空就是空气的空。
So in chapter 14, verse 9, it says, so with yourselves, if with your tongue you utter speech that is not intelligible, how will anyone know what is said? For you will be speaking into the air.
斗拳不像打，不像是在打空气。
So they do not box as one beating the air.
我不晓得你奋斗是为了什么。
I don't know what are you striving for.
今年是2021年，大家本来想说2020年过了之后2020年会好一些。
Now it's 2021. We have been thinking when we pass 2020, 2021 should be better.
最近发生，对我来说发生了一些不少事情，
so、
不是在我家的身上。
There are many things that happened recently that I'm aware of.
那有一个姐妹，她在医院里头，在 on 这个 life support。
A sister who had been in the hospital on life support.
在几天前，家人决定说把那 life support 拿掉。
A few days before, her family decided to pull the life support.
你问她年纪多大，大概会比你们一些还年轻。
And that sister was younger than some of you.
比我老一点了
啊。A little older than me.
那另外有一个弟兄，一直咳嗽。
There's another brother, who had a constant cough.
去看了医生。
Went to see doctor.
太太坚决要求医生要更多的检查。
And his wife insisted on more thorough examination.
医生在太太的坚持之下，就发现先生查出来了癌症第四期。
With a further examination, doctor found out that this brother had the phase 4 cancer.
另外一个姐妹对这两个人都认识的，她就写了一个感言。
So a sister who knew both of these people.
她说2021年的目标就是活着。
She wrote the following. The goal of 2021 is to survive, to live.
但是这不应该是我们基督徒的目标。
But this shall not be the goal of our Christian life.
我们甚至在疫情的时候，我们的目标不能只是就活着。
Even in the heat of the pandemic, our goal should not be just to live, to survive.
因为你活得再久，有一天要过去，这一切都要成空。
Because no matter how long you live, all this shall pass, and all this will become air.
保罗说我们斗拳不像，我斗拳不像在打空气。
So Paul said we do not box as beating into the air.
所以你看到保罗这个人像不怕死的一样。
So it looks like Paul is not afraid of death.
因为他有一个人生的目标，他为那一个目标而活，并且为那个目标而死。
And he has a purpose in his life, and he lived for that purpose, andHe did everything in his life to pursue that purpose.
基督徒的人生从来就不是说我们要活得有多长。
The life of Christian is not how long we live,
而是我们要怎么为神而活。
But how we would live our life for Christ.
最后一点在27节，讲到基督徒的人生要持守到底。
So the last point, in verse 27, so the Christian life shall persevere.
最后一节说到我是攻克己身，叫身服我，恐怕我传福音给别人，自己反被弃绝了。
In verse 27, it says, but I discipline my body and keep it under control.Lest after preaching to others, I myself should be disqualified.
什么叫做攻克己身，叫身服我？
What does it mean to discipline my body and keep it under control?
去年的时候，我跟我的孩子骑脚踏车。
Last year, I was running bicycling with my kids.
然后有一段时期，每个星期我都从家里骑到教会来。
For a while, I kept biking from my home to church.
大概11 mile.
About 11 miles.
那骑过来比较容易，骑回啊不是，骑过来比较难，骑回去比较容易啊。
It felt easier to we felt harder to come here and then easier to go back.
冬天的时候就住在家里。
So in the winter time, we sat at home.
现在又夏天了，所以我们又要定一个目标要骑。所以最近又开始骑了，要准备自己的身体，说我要能够再骑到教会来。
So it's summer again, so we start to develop a plan to bike again. So we will need to condition our body so we can have the energy and strength to bike to church.
所以是我叫我的身体要预备好。
So it's me, like I tell my body to be prepared.
不是我的身体告诉我说你不可能。
It's not my body telling me like you cannot.
那我儿子告诉我说他的目标是要骑25个 mile.
My son told me like his goal was to bike 25 miles.
我很佩服他，我说我可以试试看。
I really admired him, but I didn't promise. I told him I could try.
为什么25个 mile 呢？
Why 25 miles?
因为周二下午的时候有我们有 Bible B 要去一个人的家，从我们家到他家要25个 mile.
Because on Tuesday, we are planning to visit someone and his home is 25 miles from my place.
他去年就这么说了，那去年我都不敢做。
He said so last year, but I did not have the courage to do so.
但是你要叫功课起身，叫身服我。
So, but here, you want to discipline your body and then to keep it under control.
因为去年有一次骑脚踏车的时候，骑到一半，小孩子口很渴，他就要求要喝水。
So in last year, while we were biking, one time, like my kids got thirsty, and he wanted to go take a drink.
我提醒他不要喝太多。
I remind him not to drink too much.
但是呢，他因为口渴就喝很多。
But because he was so thirsty, so he drank a lot.
到半路上就不能再骑了。
So halfway, he could no longer bike.
我们一边走一边骑的到了教会。
So we had to bike and walk alternatively, and then finally arrived at church.
基督徒的一生不是说不能就说这就是我的感觉就是这样。
The life of a Christian shall not be like this is how I feel this life should be.
因为我们不是凭感觉做事。
Because we should not do things based on how we feel.
我们为了那天上的奖赏，我们是功课己身。
We need to discipline our bodies and keep it under control for that eternal prize in heaven.
加拉太书五章十三节。
In Galatians 5, chapter 5 and verse 13.
弟兄们，你们蒙召是要得自由，只是不可将你们的自由当作放纵情欲的机会。
Or...You were called to freedom, brothers, only to not use your freedom as an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another.
我们要强调圣灵的引导。
We emphasize on the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
但是我们很常用圣灵的引导这个字眼当着我们放纵我们的感觉。
But sometimes we use this one, we use the guidance of the Holy Spirit to kind of give it as an opportunity for the flesh.
我没有感动。
We don't have the feeling of being moved.
我们常常会这么说。
Sometimes we say, I don't feel.
如果说凭感动来服侍的话，我今天不会在这里。
If it's just based on being moved to serve, I won't be here today.
也许下个星期我打个电话到教会，没人接我留言说，对不起，这个星期我没有感动要做牧师。
So maybe next week I say, okay, this week I call to the church saying, sorry, I don't feel being called, or don't feel have the feeling, so I'm not being a pastor this week.
给我一个月的时间，让我把感动找回来。
Give me a month so I can find my own call, my own feeling.
你想教会的服事是这样子的吗？
Do you, can you even foresee the service of the church like that?
你想这个基督徒的人生是这样子奔跑的吗？
Can you imagine a Christian life, the race running like this?
当你要说我们要忠心到底是这样子忠心到底的吗？
When we talk about we need to be faithful to the end, is this the type of faith being faithful that looks like to you?
保罗说我是攻克己身叫身服我恐怕我传福音给别人自己反而被弃绝了。
So Paul here says,I discipline myself and keep it under control so I myself will not be disqualified while I'm preaching to others.
我若没有节制,
if I'm not disciplining myself,
如果我随着我自己的欲望跟情欲而走,
if I follow my flesh, my desire to live this life,
恐怕我自己会被弃绝,
and in that case, I might be disqualified myself.
所以接到第十章就说因为弟兄们我不要你们不知道
So it continued in chapter 10 and he said brothers I don't want you to be ignorant
当初以色列人出了埃及不是每一个人都进了迦南
So in that time when all people left Egypt not all of them went to Canaan
有人会问我们基督徒不是一次得救永远得救吗
Some people may ask okayDoes that say that in the scripture that we are saved and that we are forever saved?
我的回答是这么说的。神会保守我们到底。
My answer is that God will preserve us to the end.
同时神也警告我们我们若不持守到底我们就不能到终点。
Also God reminded us if we are not disciplining ourselves to the end, we will not get to that end.
所以答案是什么
So what is the answer?
神如果保守你的话你就会听这个警告而小心翼翼的要谨守到底
So if you listen to God when you are preserved by God you listen to his warning and you'll be gingerly and then carefully follow this warning and to the end
神的真理是没有矛盾的他一方面应许我们他必保守我们到底一方面他也警告我们我们若不坚持到底的就不得救的
There's no paradox in God He at one side He will preserve us to the end At the same time He will give us warning Telling us not to do certain things
唯一我能够理解的就是神既然保守我到底他必保守我这个心能够听他的警告而小心翼翼的往前走。
One thing I'm sure is God can preserve me and he will also help me preserve my heart to walk this journey. So I listen to his warnings.
所以我们还是需要听这个警告小心翼翼的往前
走。So we need to listen to the warning and to raise this life.
求主帮助我们
We ask God to help us.
那我们是活在末世当中。
We are living in the end.
我们在美国生活挺舒服的。
We have a very comfortable life in US.
如果你到其他地方的话，你到非洲的话，你会发现基督徒在中东的话，你发现基督徒的生命人生呢，是要时时刻刻的抓住我们的主。
If you go to other parts of the world, for example, some in Africa, some in Middle East, you will realize that the Christian life there, they have to seek God every day, seek for their preservation.
我们在这里总以为说我这样子就挺爱主的，跟别人比起来都挺爱主的。
Yeah, sometimes in here we'll say, yeah, comparing to others, we love our God, we are doing pretty good.
那我时不时也听到一些宣教士从外面回来的他带着小孩子回来之后那些小孩子在来到美国发现基督徒美国的基督徒是这样子过生活的他们就受不了他们要回去回到宣教工厂去
So I've heard some missionaries when they came to visit and brought the children with them when the children saw oh this is how American Christians live their life and they cannot withstand that anymore. They want to go back to their missionary ground.
因为坦白说，我们在这里，其实我们常常就说啊，不啊，我们读到圣经的时候，我们总是觉得说不需要讲的那么极端。但是很多地方的基督徒，他们在迫害之下，就是过着这样的极端的一个基督徒生活。
In many situations, when we discussing Bible, discussing Scripture, we say, "Well, we should not be discussing that extreme situation." But shall we realize that in many parts of the world, the Christians are living a life in such extreme conditions?
我们看到耶稣跟那个少年官讲说要变卖一切，我们就想说啊，这不关我们的事，我们只要把那个精神拿出来就好。
So when we remember Scripture, when Jesus told the young officer saying to sell everything and follow me, and we would say, okay, that does not concern me. We can just continue the way we do, we live our life.
我的重点不是说你们都要变卖一切。
My point is not that you have to sell everything, sell all your possessions.
我的重点是说我们在美国的基督徒，我们很快看到那经文的时候就想说不是给所有的人。
So I want to point out that many Christians in U.S., when we read that scripture and we'll interpret that, oh, that's not for everybody.
我们的观念不会在那边想说神这个是不是我是不是你要我这么做，我们不想去往那边想，我们很快就拿了一个答案说这不是给所有的人，所以我不去想它。
When we read that scripture, we don't think so, oh, is this really applying, is this actually applying to me? What does it say to me? But we just quickly just discard it, saying, okay, this is not for all cases.
基督徒对我们来说，很多时候能用走的就用走的，不一定要跑。
So for many Christians, like when we think, okay, if we can walk, let's just walk. We don't have to run.
这样的一个基督徒人生不是存着要得奖赏的人生。
Such a life is not the life that that is like with the prize in mind and to run the race.
基督徒单跑。要存着一个得奖赏的心态去奔跑。
Christians need to run and need to run the race with the prize in mind.
我们不要活在这个常常想说底线在哪里，只要我活在底线那边还像个基督徒就好了，我不需要活在最高的那一个。你活在底线的是得不到奖赏的，而保罗警告你说你要小心这些人拿着自己你的自由来放纵你的情欲。你不要以为自己站得稳，什么时候你掉到底线之下你也不晓得。
So Paul reminded us, as many Christians in this life may think, oh, here's the bottom line. As long as I don't pass the bottom line, I will be okay. That's not what Paul is telling us. Paul is reminding us,like if we use the freedom we have to indulge ourselves in flesh things, like we may fall below that bottom line, we may be disqualified from the prize.
最后再时间过了，最后再讲一句。最近一两年来我在想说我为什么在这里做牧师。
So at the last point I want to share, in the past2 years, I've been pondering, I've been thinking, why am I here to be a pastor?
就让这个教会有一个牧师，大家安心一点吗？
Is that because just to have a pastor for this church, so people can have a peace of mind?
疫情的时候，你更想的是，大家都上网去听到，为什么要听我的道？
So,especially in the pandemic, people all go online and listen to all sorts of sermons. Why do they need to listen to my sermon?
为什么我在这里做个牧师，只是因为这里有一个华人教会登记了，那就需要一个牧师吗？
Why am I here to be a pastor for this church? Is that because there's a Chinese church here that's registered and that I need to be here?
如果我在这里做牧师，因为有我做牧师，所以很多人就放轻松了。
So some people, because I'm here to be the pastor, and some people are very relaxed.
也许我不在的时候，很多人就不得不 街上去做一些事情的话，到底哪一个比较好？
So if I were not here, maybe more people would step up and do things they had to do. Which way, which situation is better?
我在这里的话，很多人就觉得他们不用跑了，可以用走的。
So while I feel like I'm here, like many people may feel like they don't have to run anymore, they can just walk.
我不在的话，很多人觉得说要每一天起来跑，因为事情忙不过来。
If I were not here, and people might feel like they had to run every day because there are so many things they have to take care of.
还是因为有一个牧师在教会的时候，我们平常跑的就只有这么远，牧师来了，我们可以一起跑得更远。
Or is that because we have a pastor here, we can only walk, we can only run this far, but when pastor joins us, we can join pastor to run further.
我的问题就是说，我们整以教会来说，我们到底存怎么样的心在跑这个属灵的道路？
My question is, I've been thinking is, as a church, how we can keep a heart that we can run this race together?
如果大家都努力的跑，
If everyone is trying the utmost best effort to run,
我们今天应该不是这样的一个光景。
We should not be in such situation.
但是如果牧师来了，我们可以用走的，不用跑的话，那我们其实跟有没有牧师都差不了多少。
If a pastor came, then people can start feeling relaxed and start to walk instead of running. Then it's probably there's no much difference why we have the pastor here.
我会想这个问题，因为我想不开。
I've been thinking about this question because I cannot find the answer.
人家四十中年危机，我也快五十了，还没有五十啊，快五十，我也在想这个问题。
So many people talk about the midlife crisis likely happen about like around 40s. I'm almost, I'm in my 40s, almost 50. So I've been thinking about this.
你说我还没四十，也还没五十，但是你也差不多快三十了嘛，哈，要想啊。
Some people may say I'm not even there yet. I'm not reaching that stage yet. But you probably are already over your 30s.
我们基督徒的人生要用跑的。
So the life of our Christian, we need to have the race.
我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
天父，我们仰望你，求主你来带领我们，让我们来奔走这一个属灵的道路。
Lord, Heavenly Father, we look upon you. We ask your guidance and guide us to live this life, to race this Christian life.
让我们能够快跑地跟随你。
Help us to swiftly and follow you.
让我们不是只是活着。
Help us not to just to live, to survive.
让我们不是只是在散步。
Help us not just to take a light stroll.
让我们为着福音的缘故，我们奔跑。
Help us to run the race for the sake of the gospel.
让我们跑到最终，我们见主面的时候，我们可以在主面前说，当跑的路已经跑尽了。
So at the end, help us, Lord. Help us so we can run this race. And at the end, when we see God's face,We can say, Lord, we have run our race.
祷告奉耶稣基督名求。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.